Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, you and me. Mostly me. I'm alone in the room right now, just checking the levels. That's snapping my fingies, that's what that is. That's snapping los dedos. The fingers in Espanol. Let's see how loud I can do this. I mean, that's peeking out, folks. That is a strong finger, and it's strong from flipping the bird all the time, from getting angry at life's challenges, you know?
Has your bird been out today, Richard?
It hasn't, but hi, Greta.
Hi, you know? Richard.
It's like if it was in a sleeping bag, you know? Is that a bird sleeping there, you know? That's what you think. Bam!
Boom, it's ready.
Boom, it's ready.
I've got a ruler, so I'm gonna make little levels to put my questions on and my products on. It's lovely to use a ruler. I mean, it's been years.
So satisfying to watch you draw those straight lines.
Straight lines. Oh, they're not nice. Straight, actually. They're none of them parallel.
Well, yeah.
So this is RNG. That's you and me.
Yeah, Richard and Greta.
Grata.
Grata. Grata, non grata, and grata.
Full of gratitude.
That's gorgeous.
Richard and Greta, gonna make your lives better today.
Well,
welcome to Richard and Greta.
The podcast we're in.
We go scooping down into each other's thoughts.
Yes, we, like children in a sandbox, dig deep into the sand and see what worlds we can create.
Like so many men in the pub who are a little cockeyed from booze, who have to go shaking the pool table to get out that missing ball and put their hand up into the funnel just so to try and find it, do we go into each other's psyches?
Yes, like so many hands that go into the sleeve of an old coat that has a tear in the lining and goes down the arm in the wrong, in between the lining and the shell, and gets stuck before it can come blossoming out like a hand should, and then therein maybe finds, oh, there's my pen. You know, that kind of jam.
Yes, and what did I get under my fingernails in the meantime? More mysteries.
More mysteries from other times gone by.
I am Greta.
I am Richard.
And we both welcome you today.
If you have any questions that you'd like to ask us, don't hesitate to contact us at richardandgretapodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and you can just pod question us. You can pod us your question.
Yes, lob us your pods, you know, and we'll quest to answer them.
Yeah, your pods, Jim.
Question. Isn't that nice?
Very.
The word quest inside the word question. That we, you know, and that's what we do with your questions, is we deeply go into the mountain valleys of our minds on a quest with staff in hand to look for an answer.
I'm a maiden on a horseback, you know, holding onto the saddle that somebody else is sitting on. Some nasty man taking me off.
Oh.
And you're galloping after, you know.
Yes.
With your beard flowing for incentive.
Yes, I can picture this. You've been kidnapped and I'm galloping behind you full speed on my trusty steed, and my beard parted in the middle to wisp out on either side.
Yes, so fast you go, it does split in twain with the wind.
Yes, snagging hither and there on the odd rose branch and briar bush.
Absolutely, tickling your ears just so.
Leaving little patches of fleece, beardy fleece, for the birds to build their spring nests as I pursue my love's delight in the arms of an evildoer.
Yes. Richard!
You'll be fine. I'm fast as Christ.
He's taking me away, Richard!
No, he's not. Watch this. And out do I pull 3 magic silver berries and throw them with all my might.
I open my mouth in a small round and poop, they go in like bullets. All 3. Giving me the power to stand on the steed.
Yes.
At a... to hold with both hands a passing branch so that I swing off it, and then your horse comes just under and I let go, and down I am with you, face front, face to face with you, Richard.
Yes, galloping away with your legs wrapped around me and me bouncing underneath.
My legs as akimbo as your own very beard.
Oh my. Oh, what's that behind him? 2 feet and 2 beard ends. And what's ahead? Who knows? He can't see, for he is blinded by Greta's beauty that faces him thus. Oh, let's hope this horse knows where it's going.
Absolutely. Whose feet are in the stirrups?
Yes, and are we still chasing this villain? Even though we have you.
Let's let him go.
You know, go
let
ahead.
Let him go.
Go kidnap someone else, yeah. I guess.
Ooh!
that horse is back. Well, that's nice. Ooh.
This horse needs a drink, you know?
Yeah, a drink of coffee.
Well, listen.
I wonder if horses like coffee. God, that's the coziest thing I've ever imagined in my life, is a horse sitting down for a little cappuccino. Don't mind if he does.
Blowing on the froth with those big bouncy lips.
Those big soft nosy lips. Oh, yes. And then to go in and just hold the cup with his lips alone and slurp it back. And smile with his teeth abrowned from the coffee and the froth. You like the word abrowned?
I do, very much.
Yes, his teeth abrowned.
Yeah, poetry, Richard, it surely is.
In motion.
Richard.
Greta.
Would you like to review a product?
I would.
It's time. You know, there's no sense in waiting. It's time for you to review the yoga ropes.
Greta, for the holiday season, gifted me a solstice gift of yoga ropes.
4 bolts, 4 ropes.
4 bolts, 4 ropes. We hired a man, a ponytailed man appeared to install them in the wall, because I, you know, while I might dabble in carpentry, I was afraid, because these ropes, folks, we're going to be hanging upside down from them.
Yeah.
So we hired a specialist to come in and put them in for us.
It's very difficult to know what your wall's made of. It's what people ask you. Tell me what the wall's made of. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Paint? There's paint on it.
You know, there's that condition where people eat plaster. And I love those guys. They just eat the wall.
Yeah, they'd know what it's made of.
They know. We need one of those living here, you know?
And also, people that do that tapping thing like, oh yeah, that's... I don't know which resonances, brick and mortar and all the others.
I couldn't tell you how a watermelon seems like the right one by tapping it. But I do it, you know, I choose one based on it.
On a note?
It's a feeling. It's a certain level of jiggle.
Right. Jiggle, really.
You spank the melon and it gives a little shake and you go, okay.
I'll
take that home. Heck yes.
Yeah, heck yeah.
You know?
Okay. So walls, they want it in the same way? That one doesn't want it. I don't think. That was sonorous. That sounded all kind of echoey and not sturdy.
Yeah, the other wall, much sturdier, brick and mortar.
I want to do a bang on every wall, Richard. Pull down your trousers.
Whoa. Anyhow, we had this guy with a ponytail turn up and hang our yoga ropes, and they hang like so many spider's webs, you know. I feel like a little caught fly as I dangle so from them, and in a way that I want it. I am the black widow husband sacrificing himself intentionally, or like the redback spider. The redback spider does this on purpose, folks. The black widow goes and finds the male and eats it. The redback spider willingly falls backwards into the mouth of the female post-copulation.
Oh,
because when she's on a full stomach, she cannot be impregnated again. So it keeps his seed going forward. He volunteers himself so that his offspring might be his own. And that's his last act.
Good Lord, you Richard. Know? That's beautiful.
And I feel a bit like that hanging from those ropes. Like, come on, Greta. Get over here. Let's get it on, and then you can eat me.
Wow. Wow. Oh, I'm too full to get pregnant again.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a huge lasagna.
Yeah.
Not tonight, you
know. Not to mention Hank, who I just ate.
Stars?
5.
Oh, my God. I cannot unsee that, Richard. He took his tea bag out of his tea, and he sucked it dry.
I'm sorry that you had to see that. It was dripping on the table, so I just did what any father would do, you know.
Any father to a tea bag would treat it with so much. It's straight up kind of utilitarian love.
Yeah.
Non-squeamish.
Yeah.
Okay, useful.
You know, clean that up.
All resourceful right. Attention. Beautiful.
Isn't that special?
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sucked dry.
Oh, I know what I'd like you to review, Richard.
Okay.
1 second. Hold on 30 seconds because I got to find out what it's called.
Okay.
I mean, spoiler alert, it's completely empty and it's in the sink, but, you know, no guessing how many stars this is going to get. But tell us about it, Richard. The Damiano Spina Peperoncino. Trifolato.
Folks, this is basically chili and olive oil in a jar. Lots of chili. It's, you know, it's thick. It's full of shredded dried chilies and olive oil. And maybe there's a little vinegar and salt in there with it. I'm not sure. There's got it because there's a certain tang. What it is an adventure for the mouth. It is going to the highest peaks of flavor ecstasy. I have put this in soups, on sandwiches, on pasta. You can eat it on pasta without another sauce. It's delicious. I would eat this slowly with a spoon while watching a movie.
Yeah, so would I.
I'd it's eat it so nonstop. Good.
I would eat it nonstop, especially if it was not, you know, going to make me cough the way it does, because it does have heat.
It is spicy, but it's just the simplest sauce you've ever seen. There's nothing in it. It's just chili
just
and oil.
I just looked what it is. I'll tell you what's in there. You're right, chili, oil. There are two other things, salt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are two kinds of oils, I think. There's an oil vegetal and oil olive. Yeah, and then that's a caper.
Ah, that's where the King of Zing comes in.
There's a little caper in there.
I knew there was something a little different. It's the caper. Folks, you'll never not want it in everything you make.
I know. I mean, it killed cooking because it'll do.
Yeah.
You don't cook anymore.
You just
get that and the thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you have
add a little spoonful of that and you're fine.
Boil some cauliflower. Don't even try, you know. Overboil a vegetable and then put this on right as rain.
Check it on there. Having a rice cake with some cream cheese on it? Why not a little, what do you call it?
Peperoncino trifolato.
Yeah.
I think it's three kinds of pepper.
What it is 100 million billion stars. It is the universe of deliciousness.
Beautiful.
Greta.
Yes, Richard.
Would you like a listener question?
Yes, please.
Linda Bronholt wants to know if it's okay to want to have a threesome.
Yes.
Her partner doesn't want to have a threesome.
Uh-oh.
And Linda wants to know if it's okay for her to go have a threesome with two other people.
She wants to know that from us? Go ask your partner, you dipshit. Not me. I can't answer for your partner. You know, I mean, that's totally a question between you guys, and I encourage people to write in with their questions, but I can't answer that. That's for you and yours.
Well, there you go. You know? And I kind of got the feeling that Linda maybe was trying to get it on with us.
Oh,
you know,
I missed that.
You know, maybe there was some subtle hintery going on in
there. Linda, I think it's fine. Yes, let me rephrase that. It is fine for you to have a threesome without your partner. Write to us at Richard and Greta Podcast. Get gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Give yourself permission.
Lesson learned.
Time for a surprise segment.
Yes.
Now, I haven't prepared one, but, you know, here we go.
Yes.
Here, it's coming right out my mouth right now.
Yes.
A surprise to me. I'm clicking. As big a surprise to me as it is a surprise to you. You're reaching for your phone. I'm sure why I am not. But we're clicking, and I want you to start clicking with me. You're looking at something. We're clicking, clicking. Surprise segment.
Clicking, clicking.
Surprise segment. It's the song.
Clicking,
we don't know what's going to happen.
Clicking. Clicking.
We're gonna surprise talk segment. At the same
clicking.
Time.
Clicking.
Gonna
surprise
sing a song
segment.
At the same
clicking.
Time. Clicking. Gonna sing about surprises.
Clicking.
Gonna sing about surprises.
Gonna sing about surprises. New Year's Eve, Christmas, Easter,
times.
Different kind of shit.
All kinds.
Everybody likes it.
Partying. How
eight
many
sums,
in a
nine
sum? I guess
oh,
you got
wow.
six in a six sum.
So many.
You
let's
can't
have
fit
one.
Seven in a
let's
six
have
sum.
20. Yeah.
Let's have more. Ooh. All around.
Let's
everybody's
have
welcome.
Some.
Please
go
sit
to town.
Down.
Yes.
Everybody come
no.
in here,
maybe.
Please.
What? Let's have an orgy on our knees.
Help yourself to the wipes. They're on the walls and they're on the tables.
You
help
might
yourself.
Need them all over your face.
I put some Twiglets out right here.
If
don't
you get hungry,
dusty.
Have a couple.
If you get dusty, take another wipe.
Wipe it off your fingers before you go to town.
Thank you for coming to our surprise segment.
I had an idea for a surprise segment. This is a new etymology. Method that I came up with when we were in an Uber the other day, and I...
Help me out with etymology again. Is that like a word thing?
Yeah, yep. Yes. It's the derivations of words. We were in an Uber car, and I figured out where the name Chewbacca came from. So it goes like this. Uber car, Chuber car, Chuber car, Chewbacca.
Oh.
You know? So other words combine to make new words. We try to get from one word to another, or one phrase to another.
I mean, where do you want to get from handbag to cat?
Yes, yes. So
okay.
Handbag, handbat, cat bat, cabat, cat.
Genius, give me one.
You know, so you want to get from cottage cheese to guitar.
Cottage cheese, cottage char. Char cheese, char far. Guitar.
Yes, yes, very good. Can I have another one, please?
You have to get from tree to horizon.
Yes, tree, horizon.
Excellent. So beautifully done. You know, this reminds me of our fun spell game, and I think we should play that now, too.
Okay.
Fun spell is you don't sweat the spelling too much. You spell the word. Richard?
The thing with this game is you have to go as fast as you can.
You can't stop. It's not, you don't get to think. You don't get to spell, but you spell out loud to command. Give me one, Richard.
Yeah, light speed. How about light speed?
L-I-P-T-C-A-D-E-D. Richard, spell yes. for me Zoological Society.
Okay, Zoological S-O-I-C-I-T-I-Y-O-I.
Very good. Zoological Society. Okay. We should say the words at the end.
Yes,
well.
yes, like a spelling bee.
Yeah.
Greta.
Yes.
Spell snazzy pants.
N-S-E-S-P-C-Z-Z-Y. Snazzy pants.
Very good.
Richard.
Yes.
Spell for me Discovery Channel.
D-S-K-I ovary S-G-N-C-H-N-L-A-N-L. Discovery Channel.
Beautiful. Well, there we go. I mean, we could spell our way out, Richard.
Okay.
So, thank you for listening to T-H-A and
K-K-U-R-L-S-T-I-N-G. Thank you for listening
to Richard and Greta.
R-I-C-H-R-I-D-G-R-E-T-Y. Richard and Greta.
We love you. We want to see you again next week.
And let us go over here to the wall and get the old guitar down. I've mounted my guitar on the wall, folks. I'm going to get it down and we can play our theme tune.
Yeah.
New strings. I restrung it, folks.
Oh, it does sound refreshed.
How to get the most?
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 Out of your partner.